It's 12:30 local time here in the UK. I'm Joseph McTaggart with the news headlines. The hottest day on record could be today as temperatures continue to rise across the UK. The government issues a message during these hot temperatures as three teenagers die while struggling in water. Top doctors here in the UK agree that screen time harms children. As an action group meets with the Prime Minister to try to persuade him to ban social media for children. A number of people receive specialist care after an incident in the Isle of Man TT races. The boss of the clothing giant Next warns of a dramatic fall in entry-level jobs. The British government says that Britain's protected birds of prey are still being shot, trapped, and poisoned, according to the Royal Society for the Protection of Birds. Peter Morrell, the ex-chairman of the Scottish National Party, goes to prison as his ex-wife, ex-First Minister, Nicola Sturgeon, looks on in disbelief. And John Swinney, the head of the Scottish National Party, asks, how can we regain public trust? Problems on the railway as smoke is detected just outside London in an area called Vauxhall, currently delaying trains in and out of London. A grass fire is also alight at Arthur's Seat in Edinburgh. Firefighters are currently trying to extinguish it. Anger as Birmingham Reform, that's one of our local councillors here in the UK, one of our local councils, they make an only English demand at a council meeting after an Islamic prayer took place. And the Scottish independence referendum, members of the Scottish Parliament are due to vote on a further referendum and whether it should happen later today. 7 years after a female, Lisa Weiss, went missing, a police raid on the Ahmadi religion of peace and light has given her family a glimmer of hope in understanding what's happened to her, according to the Telegraph. And the weather, very, very hot, with blue skies all over the country. I'm Joseph McTaggart. Have a nice day.